you guys have played a ton of overtime games already in the year. Is there a comfort factor in these close games that you're kind of picking up on that this team has had the last couple of years?
Yeah, we just, I guess, kind of found a way to squeeze another one out there. It's, you get an overtime there, it can go any way with 3-on-3, but I feel like the guys have done a pretty good job just kind of sticking with it, and when you get an opportunity, you put in the net, and I know Bazzi's been huge for us in overtime, and save another one there tonight in the, right the last second there.
How much did the bench erupt on that stop?
Yeah, that's huge, just to be able to make saves like that and keep points, and to be able to get the puck to go the other way, and for Joe to capitalize there was huge for our team, and yeah, Bazzi's kind of been our main guy there in overtime, and he's been huge for us.
How about you now? 4 goals in the past 6 games. I mean, nice little tip that you get there. Just where are you at in terms of your comfort level as you kind of grow in confidence here?
Yeah, I guess every game you're just going to kind of build more and more confidence, and when the puck starts going in for you, kind of feel good and get a little mojo, and I feel like just it was a good play there. Roots kind of walked line and found a hole, and I was lucky to get sick on it.
Taylor, how does it feel to be on that power play unit there? I mean, you got some big gunners there to be able to smack that right in the middle. How does that feel?
Yeah, they're all so talented. You just got to try to get the puck to them and get an open spot. And once they let them create the plays and just try to be there when they need you. And that was a good looks today. It's kind of a work in process for me, but I finally get some good chances. And you know, in the third period there, we would like to get one, but I just built off momentum of that in the third period.
The team looked a little bit out of sync in the first period. Is that just the result of coming off a long road trip?
I don't think so. We had a day off and time to get back here, back home, and kind of found we didn't like the way we played in the first period. We had a good last 5 minutes, I think it was, but yeah, we got to be ready to play from the start and be able to play a full 60 minutes.
When you get the opportunity to play in that power play, when you were put on that line with Stamkos for a couple of games with the injuries, what does that show you the coaches think of where your game's at, and how important is that to you, what they think?
Yeah, it's always cool when you get to play, and especially when you play with guys like that, just everything they've already done in their careers, and be able to be put on a line with them. For me, I think it's awesome just being out there with them. They can create so much, and you know, when I'm out there with them, I just got to work hard and show them that I can be there and just kind of stick to my game and continue to do what I do, not try to change so much just to be able to put it there.
Why did Matthew and Ross play together so well?
Pardon?
Why did Matthew and Ross play together so well?
I think they just both feed off each other's energy. They both play fast, play hard, and they got a good little connection there, and they just know where each other are going to be, and pretty good friends off the ice too, so it makes it a lot easier, and I found they've had some good chemistry.
Will the game slowing down for you a little bit now, or you know, in terms of being able to realize making some plays here and there? Like last week, you chipped the puck in as much as you did before. You kind of able to
Once you realize where your space is going to be, you gotta try to take advantage of that. And I feel like as the games went on, I've been able to learn some areas where you're gonna have more time. And once it's there for you, you gotta create stuff. And it's not so much just getting rid of it and trying to play the most simple hockey. So, but at the same time, you gotta play smart as well with my role. And yeah, just like you said, this game's going on. You find your areas where you're gonna have more time.
Taylor, on the goal, like in the tip, is it more knowing where you are with your stick, or just knowing the positioning where you're at, where Root is? I mean, how does that kind of how do you kind of practice all that?
Yeah, that's just our system. You gotta get the guy in front. I think Nash was in front there, and Bowe made a good play up to, I think it was Hedy or Ruda or something like that. And yeah, Root's kind of just waiting for that hole to be there, and my spot there had to be the tipper, and yeah, luckily I got a stick on it and found it back in that.
Thank you.